I can remember it as if it happened yesterday. I was a child and had limited knowledge of the world around me. I was just 9 years old, but it was also only my second summer being in America. During my first summer in Buffalo, New York, I fell in love with the game of baseball by watching my older brother play. My eyes gleamed with fascination because I had never seen this type of game. With such excitement, I quickly turned to my mother and asked her if I could play. With a motherly smile, she said no, but next summer I could start. I had no problem picking up this odd game, but yet I was captivated by the way it was played. There were a few rules I really wasn't sure of, but I didn't dare to ask. I remember taking the field for the first time and how excited I was, but my nerves got the best of me as I made my way to the center field. It was top of the fourth inning when out of nowhere this sudden rush of urgency hit me, like I was punched in the stomach without knowing who or what did it. It was that urgency you get when you have overhydrated and your body warns you that some of this liquid needs to be released. I panicked because I was on the field and was so far away from any adult that could hear or see my body language. I tried everything, even the classic raising of the hand. With nowhere to turn, I looked up and all of a sudden a little raindrop hit me and ran down my sweaty forehead. That's when the idea came to me. If it started raining hard enough, I might be able to camouflage my urine. To my luck, the rain started falling faster. As I scoped my surrounding to make sure there will be no eyes watching, I closed my eyes and with ease let it flow. I opened my eyes and saw that my teammates had started jogging away towards their parents because the umpire had called the game due to the rain. I quickly jogged out from the field and towards my mom, who had pulled up the car, and I slid into the front seat in such an awkward and uncomfortable way because of how moist my baseball pants were. I had a feeling my mother knew what had happened, but she didn't say anything until after we got home and I took a shower.